Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I have my wife standing by right now on the hotline. And before we put her on the air, I just want to kind of get you guys up to speed. You may have noticed I've been out of work a couple of days over the past couple of weeks. Lana had surgery 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They have been following along with a mass that was in her breast that they found about 3 years ago. And it got to a point not that long ago where they said, you know what, we just want to remove it. And they've pretty much known all along that this mass was benign. It was not cancer. Mm-hmm. And so she had it removed a couple of weeks ago. We got done with the surgery. She was in post-op. I actually talked to her surgeon. He's like, oh, it's exactly what we thought it was. You know, Lana's going to die from old age. This is nothing to worry about. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
So we have spent the past 2 days at Dana-Farber meeting with lots of wonderfully talented people. And I just want to know if you want to go ahead and kind of tell everybody where we are at this point.
So turns out I have a little bit of cancer. And we don't know how much.
A little bit of cancer.
Oh, Lana, I love you so much.
So, really.
A smidgen, if you will.
I mean, you know, I mean, it was what they thought it was. But turns out inside of there was some cancer. And at this point, we actually don't know if I have more or I may not have any more. So I'm basically opted to do the same type of surgery that I just had, a little bit more invasive, just a little bit more. And we're going to see if I have any more.
Okay. Yeah, so essentially she's going to have a lumpectomy within the next couple of weeks or something very similar to a lumpectomy. Uh-huh. And yeah, they're just going to go in and look to see how much more is there,
right,
if there's more there, all of that. And then once that surgery is complete, Then
comes your next,
you know,
step.
Lana will have some more decisions to make of, you know, is there mastectomy in her future or not, just depending on right, what they find, what they don't find. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's
a lot.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Lana has just been like, she loves to know everything. I mean, she's a teacher, right? So she just loves doing the research. She
right,
loves to get on WebMD. She loves to get on Wikipedia.
Well, no,
get off the WebMD, y'all.
No.
Yeah, WebMD is dangerous.
Let's make it clear, I did not do a ton of that. I looked up surface details, and I did not do more than enough to, you know, scare myself because nobody wants to do that. And guess what? I'm not a doctor, nor is the internet. So I'm going to let the professionals, but I am definitely receiving all the information. Yes, you're right, Carson. Your sister said last night, I feel like you just explained it better than, like, I was sitting in the doctor's office with you. And I was like, you know what? The facts are the facts. Mm-hmm. This is what we know. It changes nothing. I feel fine. I can tell you this, sitting in Dana-Farber for 2 days, that puts your life into perspective because what I'm sitting and going through right now is nothing compared to what I saw going on around me. Mm. And that was probably the hardest part, you know, like seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watching the people.
Nothing to be scared of. It's right, super treatable. I've seen Erin go through, you know, she was treated there. She hooked me up with some of the best people there. And, you know, I'm not, not worried. I'm not scared. You know, obviously there's a little bit of fear of the unknown, but it is what it is. I live in a place where I'm going to one of the best hospitals in the world. And it's super treatable.
You are the strongest, I want to say the B word,
I'm saying,
I've ever known.
I would be afraid to be cancer and mess with Lana. Like, I would never mess with
Lana. That's what I said when they called me and told me what was going on. I'm like,
she's a little beautiful, sweet woman, but I would not mess with her.
Lana, your positivity and your mental, like, outlook on it is awesome.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's the only way I can be. I mean, like, I have sometimes, you know, like, a lot of the times Carson is my rock and I'm like the one that breaks down. And I feel like I am definitely the one being the rock right now for everybody else. And I need to be that, you know. I have a kid, I have a husband, like I said, I feel fine. My life's no different. Guess what? I'm monogramming today.
Get it, girl.
Of course. Let's go.
Thank you for sharing it.
Monogramming
too.
Some hospital robes and stuff. So,
yeah, that was the tough part too. Just like the sharing part of it, and it's just something that never really crossed my mind. When you find out, you know, like we have, that Lana has breast cancer, is having to share that, wanting to share that with the people that are important in our lives. And just actually, like, to make the phone call, to have to call Lana's mom, to call Lana's sister, to call my family, to call you, mm-hmm. you know, that was something I was not prepared for. That caught me way off guard of, you know, just having to share with the family, like, hey, here's what's going on.
Right.
And obviously everybody has been, you know, so kind to us, and just having our faith and our friends and our family has meant so much to us. But it's just, and I think that was the one thing in meeting with Dana Farber yesterday, is them kind of explaining all of the support stuff that goes along with it. Things that are not on your mind when it comes to fighting cancer, you know, your fitness, your mental well-being, you know, the foods that you're eating, the beforehands, the afters, all of that stuff is it's pretty overwhelming for sure.
Well, know that you have a village. I know your neighbors and your church are your people, mm-hmm. and obviously the three of us that sit here with you every morning would do mm-hmm. anything for you. Plus the people who listen are amazing listeners, mm-hmm. who are already texting in so many prayers and love, that anything that you need, just mm-hmm. know that we're here.
Sure.
And you're never alone.
Well, we greatly appreciate that.
Annie's actually wearing a Dana Farber hat today.
Oh, you're
going to... Yay! I'm so happy you're running for them.
I know. I'm even more proud to be running for someone like you, you know? It's just it's such a good organization. I'm just so happy you're there.
Yeah, me too. There's no crying, guys, okay?
No, if you're not crying, I'm not crying. I think.
Just real quick before we let Lana go, I just want to tell you this crazy story. So the night we find out, the doctor has called us, and he's telling us the story. Our phones keep getting disconnected. He's like trying to tell us this very important news. The phone calls keep dropping. We're trying to call, and then Lana gets a bloody nose. So now I'm here. I'm trying to make phone calls. There is blood. It looks like something from like professional wrestling. There is blood all over her. Just for whatever reason, she just happened to get a bloody nose in the middle of all of this. Barrett is there. I'm there. Phones won't work. Just all of it.
Utter chaos.
And afterwards, we just looked at each other and just went, of course.
That is the most U2 story I've ever heard.
Right. This is exactly how you would expect it to go down.
If it wasn't
utter chaos when we found out. All right. Well, I love you, babe, and I'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Love you guys.
Love you,
you too, Lana.
All right. So what we're going to do is, you know, I don't want to get too much into the details of everything that's happening, but we're going to set up something called Caring Bridge.
Yep.
Which is just a website that allows us to share everything that's kind of going on behind the scenes, just because we've had so many people reach out to us as they're starting.
No, that's an awesome way.
And that way. And so once we get that up, I'll get it up within the next day or two, and I'll share it with you guys.
It's a wonderful resource.
Yeah, it's a fantastic website, and it just allows you to connect with all of the people that care about what's going on.
And you have to do it once, and you don't have to
do
it.
Yeah, you do it once instead of, you know, reaching out to so many different people.
Well, we love you guys more than anything in the world, so.
I appreciate that.
She's a rock star. She'll be fine.
She is. She's pretty tough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.